So we'll give you a little Fort Finder special, right? Next to
yes.
So we have the story in this Parsha of Eved Avraham going to find a wife for Yitzhak. So finally, he's gone through the whole process. He swore, okay, this is the deal, I'm going to go do it. And he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, find me the right wife, does this magical test. He gives her jewelry. It turns out the right lady. He goes and convinces the family. And then finally, he tells the story. He tells the story to the family. All the way, you get the whole story again. Avram made me swear to him, don't find a wife from here, go do it. I did this whole test. Huh? And then he says, but when I'm telling Avraham, when Avram made me swear to him, I said, what if the girl doesn't agree to come? Ulai lo telech ha'isha acharai. So, that's very strange, because first of all, isn't he trying to get her to go? Like, why are you leaving that option? But the pasuk there spells the word ulai chaser. And Rashi tells us that it's because Eliezer really had a daughter, and he was, Avram, I'm your prized Talmud. I've been running your house. I've been listening to your tish, your Dvar Torah. I know how you do everything. I could give children in chizuk, so I'm able to do it. So why let my daughter, I've been raising her following what I learned from the master. Perfect shidduch for Yitzchak. Why? And no, you can't. Your daughter can marry him. So he was hoping to be able to. So why does he mention it now? Because this was his way of, once again, hoping that they would say no, and then he'd get to get his daughter to marry Yitzchak. So that's why it's only here the second time, because Rashi doesn't say this on the first time. Avram says, swear to me. And then he says, and what if she doesn't want to come? So Rashi could have commented right there, why is Eliezer asking this? He wants his daughter to marry her. Rashi doesn't. Rashi's silent there. Where does Rashi say it? Only when he's telling it over later. That's the emphasis Yaakov points out. So only when they're telling it over later, because only later does he... Is this his out of trying to make it happen again? So he says this quote in the Dumnu Magid, but he has a beautiful explanation that fits the Psukim very well. Because if you look in the Psukim, we all know that it's Eliezer, right? The Midrash doesn't say in the Psukim. What do the Psukim call him? Two different names? Eved Avraham or Aish. Okay? So if you look, starting in Pasuk Hey, it says, Avram says, Ha'eved, 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 he put his hand under his thigh. He swore, Ha'eved, Ha'eved. All of a sudden, you get to Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and now he's called the Ish. Ha'ish Mishdaya, Kodiver Elaya Ish, Vayavo Elayish, Ish, Ish, Ish. And then finally, 20, 30 Psukim later, comes the Nunbet, the Aleph Nunbet, and all of a sudden, he goes back to being called the Eved. There's two exceptions there where when they say, do you want to go with this man? So maybe it's not nice to say, do you want to go with the Eved? So they say the Ish. Okay, there's a little exception there. But other than that, Eved, 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 Ish, 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 Eved, Eved, Eved. How do you explain all that? Sanus Yaakov uses that word that he quoted from the Dubno Magid on Rashi to explain the Pshat of the Psukim. When Avram is saying you can't marry... Your daughter can't marry my son. You're an Eved. So he goes and he says, I'm going to do my shlichus. I'm going to be the perfect Eved. And he davens to Hashem, please help me be successful. So then all of a sudden the Psukim are going to call him the Ish. He's an Ish now. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And then all of a sudden he figures out, I have a way out. I have a solution. A loophole. I'll mention to them now that Avram agreed that if the girl doesn't want to come with me, then I'm off the hook. And then who's Yitzchak going to have to marry his daughter? So all of a sudden, he's not acting as he's supposed to. He's not living up to his charge, to his tafkid here. So all of a sudden, what is the pasuk call him again? The Abbot. The Abbot. No, he was the Ish. Stopping the Ish, he went back to being the Abbot. So says the Emes Yaakov, the pasuk calls him the Ish when the person's acting like he's supposed to. So that's our tafkid in general. Our tafkid in general is that the world doesn't have enough Ish, enough Anashim. Okay? Makom she'ein Anashim, Yot Ish. You have to be the people who are the Ish. You have to be the one. You have to be the one who's doing what you're supposed to do. What you're supposed to do, you have the schus of finally being called a man, an Ish. Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li. Rami Tal always liked quoting the word, right? Hashem is enough malachim of the Kutzker. Hashem expects us to be a man. So that was Rami Tal always saying, like, you don't have to act like a malach. I wasn't saying you have to act like a malach. You do have to live up to your tafkid, live up to your potential, be an Ish. And when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're an Ish. So this isn't Musar and Mushroom, this is Cholden Chizuk, so I'm going to be Mechazik you. You guys, right here, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. When I walked into Night Center and I saw you guys learning, involved. Okay, that came Mechazik. Okay, people here getting together, as a yeshiva, to schmooze, hang out, hopefully eat some rumor chillins. Okay, and again, come together this Shabbos. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. When you have an opportunity to hear a little bit of Torah, get together, divu chaverim, taking time out of your day when you could be doing lots of other pursuits, but taking time for Torah, taking time to be mechazik yourself, you're being the Ish. And that's the goal in life. That's what the Emes Yaakov says. The Emes Yaakov says, how could it be the same Eliezer who's going to daven? Echi yitachin sheliezer shetaseg kol kach b'emunah. He davens in this fila. Gami berchotav yishtachvod. He bows down. Thank you, Hashem. I found the perfect girl. I found her. Wow. This same one? Yeah. That's why he goes back to being an Eved. The minute you stop doing what you're supposed to be doing, the minute you relax, come up with ulterior motives, other plans, you're no longer the Ish. So the chizuk to all of you is to continue to be the anashim, continue to be the ish. You're all supposed to be, live up your potential.